BFBS. Your stories. Mount Pleasant, the Falklands.
It seems some of the pastoral care that many enjoyed whilst in the forces appears to be declining. British Forces Germany saw a number of services shut down in the past few years. And here in the Falklands, both the WRVS and the Salvation Army have gone home. That just leaves the chaplain's branch. I asked our padre, David Haslam, why pastoral care is so important.
Pastoral care is so important today because we live such very busy lives. Lives are tied up in work, at home, in clubs we might belong to. We're just very busy today.
When servicemen or servicewomen come to see you, does the conversation always have to end up being about God?
Oh, not at all, no. Pastoral care also is something about living and life, whereas I think much of the time we exist. We exist at work, at home. We're just going through the routines of everyday life. And to myself, I think pastoral care is about helping people when they realise and understand that, in actual fact, life is to be lived and lived to the full. So in a sense, people sometimes actually arrive at a point where they see they aren't happy. They aren't content with existing. They want to live. So a padre being available can offer a pastoral, spiritual pastoral guidance about where life is, where they are in life.
Is it sometimes just enough to offer a listening ear?
I think it's very important to be there offering that listening ear. But also, I think it's something like accompanying people on their life's journey, being alongside, standing with them. God promised to be with us and stand with us and go before us.
Do you give advice?
I do give advice, but that's rather later in the process because it's something about empathy. It's very much about understanding where the individual person is who I might be counselling and standing alongside, standing with. It's where they are.
And that empathy, although you're a priest or a minister, you're also a serving Royal Air Force officer, does that mean you'll approach problems with a service slant?
I would approach with service knowledge. I will have an understanding of the demands that are on personnel. I have an understanding of the issues that are in the background that's affecting their work life.
This is Glenn Mansell of Mount Pleasant in the Falkland Islands.
Your stories.
BFBS.